busted a mirror a while back, and I got 7 years of bad luck. But my lawyer, he thinks he can get me down to 5. Stephen Wright. You're listening to On Top of the World, a radio on purpose. Chris Story here, along with Mr. David Becker. You may have heard by now, the news is out. I didn't win the 27th annual Homer Chamber of Commerce Winter King Salmon Derby. Nope. And neither did you. But a young man by the name of Andrew Marley did. He's 10 years old. You're going to love him. At first, you loathe him for winning. If you were fishing against him, you loathe him for winning. Then you absolutely will love this young man. And on the phone with me will be his mother, Erica, father, Jay, and his brother, Weston. So please help me welcome the 2021 winner of the Winter King Tournament, Andrew Marley. Fish on. Yeah, fish on. How long have you been a fisherman?
I think since I was born. I think the first time I went on the boat was when I was 2. I'm not sure.
Oh, like a few weeks old, I think, is the correct answer to that.
I bet. So, Andrew, when you're on deck, you see the rod go down. What's your first reaction? What are you thinking when you see that rod go down and you know you've got a fish on?
Grab the rod, release it, hook the fish.
How do you hook the fish?
By tugging on, you basically just pull up the rod.
And how did we know that it's yours? How did we not know that it was Weston or somebody else? Do you have a set order of which pole is whose?
Earlier that day, we decided, when we were having breakfast, I think it was actually before breakfast, we decided that we were going to pick poles, and I picked the left, and it struck on the left.
So. I love it. The same thing happened on the boat I was on. I, too, Andrew, was out with my dad and my uncle, and I, too, claimed a rod and pulled in a fish. And I hate to tell you this, but actually, I pulled in the first place fish. Well, correction. Okay, I placed 91st, but I'm still telling people I was first, but it was 91st.
Oh, gosh. Good luck, because I'm pretty sure everyone knows I play first now.
I think they do, and they sure will soon. So tell me about playing the fish, because I pulled in 11.6-pound fish, and it played great. It was fun. But what was your fish? How much did it weigh, and what was it like pulling it in?
25.62.
Nice. And that .62 counts. So what was it like pulling that in?
For the first little bit, I think it knew it was hooked, but it wasn't actually it was like kind of swimming away lightly, and I was like doing the up, reel, like up, reel, down, pull up, and all that whole thing for a while, and then it got to the boat, and my dad almost netted it, and then it realized it was next to a boat and took, like, just started screaming line off the reel. Probably ran 100 or 120 feet, not sure, but it fought hard after that, and it was a decent experience. We got it close to the boat again. It didn't run this time, but it tried to break us off under the boat. And then meanwhile, my brother was getting up all the gear. And then my mom turned the boat, so it didn't do that. And then we had a short amount of line left. Apparently, she had a beautiful view of the fish. And then my dad netted it and pulled it over the side.
Andrew, what would it have been like if in the process of seeing the fish come alongside the fly dough, your boat, and then your dad reaches down with a net and knocks it loose? What would have gone through your mind then?
I don't think I'm allowed to say that.
I love it. Talking here with Andrew Marley, one of 4 that took. See, it takes a village. It isn't just one fisher person that really brings in a boat or a fish like this. When you think about it, mom Erica, brother Weston, dad Jay, all participated. And I think that's really cool that you just illustrated that whole picture of what it was like on board. Because anybody who's not been in that experience, there's a lot of stress, Andrew, right? I mean, it's not just, I mean, you're having fun, but you're kind of also feeling some pressure.
apparently my dad says, and this wasn't in the tournament, but apparently my dad says that a few times he has hit the fish and the hook has come out before.
Yeah, we've all done that, Andrew. Anybody who's ever netted a fish, and that's one of the biggest responsibilities. Dr. Jay Marley, thank you for being here. Tell me what it would have been like for you. I mean, you got to be pretty excited when you see that fish. The heart starts pumping, right, when you actually see the size of it.
It was pretty exciting, yeah. First got a glimpse of it coming up, and I thought, oh, my gosh, this is a whale. And it took off and ran again, like Andrew said, and then made it got reeled back in towards the boat. And we could just see him kind of almost flecking scales off in the water like glitter. And finally got the net around him. But I have lost some beautiful kings like that where you bump them with a net or something just doesn't go quite right, or they have one last burst or roll over and lose the hook there. And most of the time I just laugh about it because I feel like those fish are pretty darn smart. And if they can outsmart me and get away, well, it's one for the fish. But yes, Saturday was a different deal. That was one for the boat, one for Andrew, right.
One for the money. That is awesome. And Erica, you're turning the boat, and you, I mean, there's pressure on you as well. You've got to be pretty excited at this point.
Yeah. So I want to clarify, when Andrew says he got the pole on the left, that's the left looking out the stern of the boat. So this whole fight was on the starboard side. And I, from the driver's seat in the cabin, had this amazing view, and the water was super clear. So I got to see this whole underwater thing going on with this big fish. That was just, it was really, really fun to see. And you know, we've been doing this a lot basically since we bought the boat, which has been in the spring of 2007. And we've had a lot of heartbreakers right next to the side of the boat, you know, where we've lost the fish or it spit the hook or, you know, something didn't go right. And on Saturday, the stars just aligned and everything went great and everybody played their role, and it happened for us. So we're pretty excited.
That is really cool. I love it. What a great family story, which leads us to young Weston sitting there going, why didn't I pick that side of the boat? But you still played a big role in getting the gear up, because if you hadn't done that, Weston could have really tangled up and lost it anyway, right?
Yeah, it was. Ann and I, like you said earlier that day, we each called a pole. He was super angsty about it, so I let him choose first. Picked the left one, which is, for some reason, typically the one that catches the big fish, now that I think about it. And should have known that. I pulled one off. He got it in his hands. It just started going crazy. My first thought, I was just like, we got to get that gear up. He'll get us tangled in downriggers and other lines and all sorts of stuff. He tried to go under the boat. He tried to cut us off on the hull of the boat. He tried everything he could.
Well, good job. Excellent. Like I said, that supporting crew makes all the difference. It's like a pit crew in NASCAR. So, Andrew, my granddaughter, Nevaeh, has a question for you, and she's also 10 years old. She wants to know what portion of the money you get to keep and what you're going to do with it.
So, what did you say I won again? Was it 87,000?
I think that's about what it is.
Okay. I'm probably only going to get about maybe 15,000 out of it, 16, because it's going to have to go to most of my family. And a lot of it's going to go to taxes.
Sure, of course. Well, that's fair. I mean, you got to spread the love around the boat. Everybody played a role. What are you going to do with your share? What are you going to do?
Like a ton, like 90%, like 100% of it's going to go to college. I might take like 100 out of it or something to go have fun with and spend on what I want, but otherwise it's going to go to college because I want to have a happy life.
Nice. Wow. Good for you. Two questions come thereafter. What is it that you want out of that with that $100? What do you think? What is fun to you? And then also, what do you think you'll study in college?
Oh, I'm probably going to get shoes, and I might do something like, I'm probably going to get some Nikes. It's going to be pretty nice because all the shoes I'm wearing right now are kind of burned out and not fun. I mean, except for my boots, I guess I got them for Christmas, but otherwise, I think I'm gonna probably maybe do a little bit of just like maybe gum and a little, maybe some candy, and then I might do a little something. I don't know. I don't know what I might spend the rest on.
I love it because your dad is a dentist, so all the gum and candy you can eat is no problem. What about college? What do you think you want to study when you get there?
Probably not fishing because my dad is an expert fisherman, and I believe I'm really into dinosaurs, so maybe paleontology, maybe something else. I don't know. I might get into coding or something, but right now my main focus is probably paleontology. I don't know yet.
Andrew and the entire family, the Marley family of the Fly Dough, congratulations. Good job. I'm super impressed, and both with you, Andrew, and Weston, you guys obviously have great heads on your shoulders, and you're going places. So congratulations to all of you, and thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Sam read The Fish Finder like his favorite book. He said, Mark, you got bait on your hook? There's a big one down there, a Chinook. He gunned the troller. Said we're right on it. Without missing a beat, you'll drop your line down to 42 feet. If you don't screw up, it won't be long. Someone on this boat's gonna sing Fish On. Fish on, yeah, fish on. I'll do it by the book, don't take too long. Set the hook, reel it in strong. Fish on, ooh, fish on, yeah, yeah. Well, he surfaced once, swam back down. Sam says he's just about 29 pounds. I say, cut him loose. That ain't gonna work. Sam said, Mark, jerk. He said, you know, they don't bite like this all the time. I say, Sam, we here on my dime. I got a bet with my old buddy Dan. Coming home with a 50-pounder in hand. Fish on, yeah, fish on. I may be crazy for letting him go, but I gotta think big to collect my dough. Fish on, ooh, fish on, yeah, yeah. Well, the boat went silent as we set him free. Sam just sat there staring at me, smoking a burro. Spitting in the sea, I was getting hungry and I had to pee. Then just as we were about to give up and go home, I felt a tug on my rod like none I'd known. It was ominous, like some monster from the deep. I said, this is the one I believe I'll keep. Fish on, yeah, fish on.
You're listening to On Top of the World Radio on Purpose. Much more on luck when we return here to the Top of the World. Fish on. Ooh, fish on. Yeah, yeah.